What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, let's touch table on a little football, a little music, see what David's got up his sleeve.
Oh, guys, I need my regular confines back, guys.
Hey, you're working through it. We appreciate it. Renovations are not seamless. You're good. Relax.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's do this, guys. Let's talk about the best teams in the NFL since the year 2000.
Oh, geez.
So I'm going to get a couple guesses. Now, mind you.
All right, hold on. Take it easy with that microphone. You sound like you're strangulating it.
You do not have to win a Super Bowl to be one of the best teams. I do want to say that.
Okay, so let's start here. The greatest team I've ever seen in my life, and they didn't win the Super Bowl, the 07 Patriots.
The 2007 Patriots are on this list. They are number one, I believe.
Yeah, they went undefeated. They had a better margin of victory than anyone in history.
Yeah.
They added Randy Moss for no good reason. They were an absolute freight train, and they lost to a 500 Giants team in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're number one. Yep. 99 percentile offense, 94 percentile defense. They had one of the best teams ever. So, yeah.
It was just something I've never seen. No Chiefs team compares. No Bronco team compares.
But
nothing.
Somehow they left plaques open in the end.
No, it was more, honestly, it was more about the Giants having 8 pass rushers, rotating, and just harassing Brady nonstop. Yeah. And look, best team in the history of the league. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, that regular season ended and you all gave them a tough.
Yeah, they played the Giants on a Sunday night at MetLife. Or Giant Stadium, excuse me. And it was a barn burner. But the Giants just couldn't keep up. But what it did was it gave Spagnuolo tape. It gave the Giants a chance to calibrate. And look, remember, the Giants had to go on the road at Tampa, at Dallas, at Green Bay. I was there. And then they got another shot at it. And the Patriots ended up in a dogfight. The Giants dragged them into the mud. They weren't going to play a 38-35 game. And they got him. If they play that game 10 times, the Giants win it once. And that's
the
one
that counted.
Yeah, and that's it.
Okay.
All right, my work is done. I did it all.
Give me a guess, Rico.
I'm going to go 2000 Ravens.
2000 Ravens. Wow. I do not see them on this
Because they had
list.
A 0 percentile offense and a 100 percentile defense.
Wow.
Remember, you're not getting on this list with Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, they are not on this list, Rico.
Okay, all right. Greatest show on turf, Rams, 2001.
The 2001 Rams are on this list. They are in the top 10.
Okay. I made it.
Well, you're fine.
You said made
you're
it.
Fine. But it's interesting because it's a role reversal. The 0-1 Patriots. Whereas the Patriots did to the Rams what the Giants did to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
That 0-1 Patriot team, ratty, tryhards, little-known QB no one had really heard of nationally named Tom Brady. That Ram team, you couldn't stop. Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, mm-hmm. and that basketball on grass, Joe Tiller approach, right around the same time frame. You couldn't stop. You didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, greatest show. Yeah.
I will say this, Rico. I apologize. Baltimore's 13th on this list. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And number 10, yeah, the number 10 is the Rams.
Okay. I think you should be disqualified if Trent Dilfer's your quarterback.
It works, man. What can you say?
No. Look, I remember that Ravens team. I wasn't old enough to truly appreciate the 85 Bears, okay? And the Giant defenses of 87, 90, I was old enough. But that Ravens defense in 2000, never saw anything like it. I haven't seen anything like it since. Huh. I drove home to surprise my dad for the Super Bowl. I drove home from college. I should have never gotten the car. The Ravens, it was like a mob movie. They put the plastic bag over the Giant's head and just squeezed. And I swear, Kerry Collins owed the mob
just
money.
Basically, just let it go.
Just go to sleep. Yeah, go to sleep.
I have a guess for this one is for David, actually. That Packers team like 10 years ago that beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl? Maybe 15 years ago?
It's more like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was the 2010 Green Bay Packers. Went 14-6 and beat the Steelers 31-25.
Hate to see that.
Any other guesses out there, guys?
Hold on. No. But here's the interesting part of it. You thought what you saw with Aaron Rodgers there.
Yes.
That he was going to be on a track to win 3 or 4 Super Bowls. The fact is, he never got back to one.
Yeah.
That is a scarlet letter to me.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the first of many.
And that includes the ha-ha Clinton-Dix game in Seattle.
You know what I'll say? Joe Burrow kind of feels that way, right?
It's possible.
Went to one, and I was like, go to more.
Dan Marino went to one and never got back.
Is this the Dan Marino?
but again, it was greatness, and he had some unbelievable individual years. But Aaron Rodgers has lost off a bye as a home team, number one seed in the NFL, more than he's gotten to Super Bowls.
No,
that's
right.
A problem. He did it back-to-back years, including Tirico's Niners.
Niners. Yeah.
So there's a lot of teams on this list. Let's finish out the top 10. Rico, you had the Rams 2001 at number 10 there. Number 9 is the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs that went 15-4 and beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Yep, I remember that.
Niners had him, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Jimmy G with the overthrow in the fourth quarter, they had him. But that was more vintage Chiefs. There was explosion. There was verticality. It was a different team than this drudgery we see now that the officials save on a weekly basis.
David, I know you're getting ready. Are the last year's, is it recency bias last year's Eagles?
Last year's Eagles is within this top 10.
Okay.
They are within this top 10, so
I will
get to it.
No, just say it right now.
They're number 4.
Yeah. Wow. I don't have a huge problem with it. They won the line of scrimmage both ways all year. Hall of Fame running back, cheat code offensive play. And again, they were just they won it by brute force. That's how I would describe it. But here's this is again, and it's, I hope people in this town have learned. That Eagle team, as great as they are, remember, Matthew Stafford had 3 cracks from the 16-yard line in the snow in Philly with a chance to go win that game. As great as they were.
Well, and remember.
Just watch your disco shirts, everybody.
And remember, we were all lined up because they were ready to prepare to beat the Eagles at home the very next week.
Oh, I think that was other people priming their pumps. Yes, David.
Since we're at Philadelphia, I'll give number 5 because it is also Philadelphia. Philly special. Yeah. When they won against the Patriots, 41-33, one of the highest scoring Super Bowls in NFL history.
My problem is, not only did they do it with Nick Foles, which would disqualify them from the greatness quotient.
Come on, man.
No, but hold on. That game, somehow the Lions didn't watch the actual game footage where Hala Vala Ramalama Ding Dong Vitai gave up 9 pressures in one game, and we still signed him.
The Quinn era, man. The Quinn era.
Come on, Nick Foles. Great characteristics.
Also,
we go back to the part where we paid a lineman who gave up 9 pressures in one game?
David summed it up best. That was the Quintricia era. We just move on. It happened. We'll acknowledge it, and we'll move on.
Okay, move on.
Yeah, let's finish the top 5 here with Philly at 5-4.
Wow.
3 The 2004 New England Patriots at 17-2, who beat the Eagles 24-21.
Great Super Bowl. That was a T.O. broken leg hyperbaric chamber game. Mm-hmm. No, those Patriot teams up until sign stealing and all the rest. But from 01 through 07, it just felt like they got better and better and better and better. Mm-hmm. And then there was
a little bit of cheating.
Some things.
And then number two, the 2013 Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl, beat the Broncos 43-8. They went 16-3 that year.
Yeah, was that the MetLife Super Bowl? Was that the game in New York?
I believe so.
Like the first play of the game was like a 90-yard pick six, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let me ask this question.
Was Mr. Dangerous there?
Mr. Dangerous. Would the Bronco team where Manning threw like 100 touchdowns to Wes Welker? I forget what year this was. Did the Broncos make this list?
I'm looking.
That offense was absolutely.
Is that the 2013 Broncos that lost to the Seahawks?
It may have been.
Yes. That's the same team. Yeah, 15-4. Yes, they are on here.
Okay. I mean, that offense, and I know we only remember the Broncos winning with Franken Manning at quarterback, but the year prior, oh, my God. It was an offense. It was greatest show on turf like.
Yeah, yes. Peyton Manning threw for over 5,400 yards, 55 touchdowns.
And 54 of them were to Wes Welker.
Felt like it.
It was insane. But how about that? The better of those two teams loses the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They come back with zombie Manning the next year and win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. They topped 35 points 10 times during the regular season at Broncos team. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
David, it was a fantasy lover's dream. Let's just put it like that.
Well, that's – wow, I forgot about that team. That's crazy. That is in football today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Quarterback Symposium 2K25. If you're just joining, I'll catch you up to speed real quick. We got a lot of callers who want to talk. We are piggybacking off of ESPN yesterday, kind of doing a day of quarterbacks. And they have executives, GMs, coaches, and quotes for the top 10 QBs, according to the voting. we wanted to apply our own standard, and we broke it into the following three questions. Which is greater, the quarterback than his supporting cast, or the supporting cast than the quarterback? Looking yourself in the mirror and saying, can I win a Super Bowl with this guy? And the last is the break glass in case of emergency, BPA, big playability. In the NFL, the best laid plans get laid to waste. That's what defensive coordinators specialize in. When all hell breaks loose, what are you going to do to break the defense? You break the perfect coverage. You break the perfect pass rush. You break the perfect call because you are just built different. You see Josh Allen do it all the time. You see Lamar do it. You see Mahomes do it. You see Burrow do it. Those three questions. Here are the eight undisputed top 10 QBs, according to us, you the fans, the voting, the whole bit. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Hurts, Daniels, Stafford, Herbert. Do we have slight disagreements? Of course we do. But the consensus is the consensus. You now have four quarterbacks for two spots. Goff, Baker, Love, Stroud. And the Goff conversation has sparked a lot of conversation. David, I want to check in on Ticket Text quickly, then we'll go to the calls.
Goff chokes in the biggest game, always has. It's who he is, not top 10.
Okay.
Goff is way better pre-snap than the rest of the list. I think that alone gets him in. That is Jake in traffic.
I would need to listen, I don't deny pre-snap diagnosis, how quickly he can read a defense, but here's what he lacks. The BPA. The BPA is not there. Now, you can talk about the air yards, but we're talking about when the pass rush is there. And again, you can be good against the blitz. That's not the same thing as people hanging all over you. The blitz just means you're able to process, get the ball out. And all jokes aside about mobile Goff season, four-yard runs and 40-yard runs are different things. The only non, the only real non-mobile QB in this list so far would be Stafford. But Stafford still has some of the best arm talent in the league. And Stafford specializes in waiting, holding that football, staring down the barrel of a gun, a train barreling down the tracks, and he'll still cut it loose 30 yards down the field. Meanwhile, his head is rolling the opposite way. It's just not the same as Goff. Go ahead, David.
Well, someone wants to somewhat debate that. They say Goff's BPA is the deep ball. Would argue he is elite in getting the ball downfield, CYPA, and total yard stats.
No, you don't get... Now, hold on. Now, I've defended Goff by saying, listen, he throws an accurate ball that allows for the yards after catch, the yak. People routinely will call in saying, J-Mo's too fast for him. You don't get to have it both ways. Is Jared Goff going to throw it 40, 50 yards down the field? No, but he will lead the league in throws of over 15 yards. It's different. I agree with a lot of it, but remember, we sit here every day and fans attack Goff. And they say because he doesn't throw 50 yards down the field. So it's very hard.
Right. They say because he's not mobile, because he can't scramble, because he can't pick up 15, 20 yards.
Mobile Goff season. He's great for about four.
Right.
Great four-yard scramble.
I mean, when I'm doing over-unders at 5.5 and 6.5 yards, that says a lot. That's just one play for Lamar.
Goff is absolutely on the top 10 current quarterbacks in the NFL. I would not take Love, Stroud, or Herbert over him. Ooh. That is from Marlon. That's tough, isn't it?
I understand the Jordan Love thing because you're betting on the come. You're betting off the injuries. I understand that, but boy, Stroud, Justin Herbert. Now look, you can say Herbert needs to win big games. I agree, but guess what? The 15 come from behind wins. A modicum of a running game, and look at what Herbert blossomed into. I understand the 0-2 in the playoffs. I got news for you. The Lions, are we sure Goff is going to win? You got to have the conversation. Right. You're up 17 on the road. Let me ask you a question. If you're up 17 on the road, does Mahomes let that lead slip? Does Allen? Does Lamar? Does Burrow? Does Hurts? I mean, Daniels was the guy who put a bullet in you. Does Stafford? Does Herbert? 17 now. Herbert blew a lead to the Jags 2 years ago.
Herbert did blow a lead.
We can red flag that. But the point is, that is on his resume, both in Frisco and what went down against the Commanders.
Mike, I don't think Baker loses a 17-point lead.
Oh, they're going to run you out of town?
I don't know about that one. David, I don't think. That can be debated, but I don't know.
No, no, because you know what? Baker would just do whatever it takes in those fourth down plays. Screw it. I know. I'm just going to call my own number. I'm running.
Don't we agree Baker has better BPA than Goff?
Yes.
Now, here's the question. Does Baker have a better supporting cast?
No.
David, and the reason why I'll say Baker is because one guy who I would love to put on the list, but he had a bad year, is Purdy. And in that game, he called his own number, he broke plays, he used his legs, he picked up first downs, they came back and won.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can win a Super Bowl with Purdy.
I mean, you can get to overtime. That counts.
You can get to the second half of an NFC title game, you know? What does it mean? It means nothing.
That actually means a little more, but I get what you're saying.
I'm proud of Rico, guys. I just want to say that.
I am not.
Okay. We'll go to Mike in Clinton Township. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. It's great listening to you guys because as you're going through your greatest show on turf, placing them in the top 10, I think we're forgetting that there was a stretch this season that was unbelievable that Jared Goff went through. We were talking about the greatest show on turf being here. 25 touchdowns, 20 interceptions, or 20 incompletions, not interceptions, yeah. Incompletions, 5 games. Have you ever seen any quarterback pull a 5-game stretch better than that?
I mean, I'm sure the Peyton Manning season we talked about, but your point is taken, Mike. He had an elite 5-week run, and now we got to be fair about one thing. That schedule, now in retrospect,
was very fair. And Mike, I would say this: the thing that it was a good 5-week window, but the greatest show on turf did it an entire season.
It's also a different era of football. That's all.
He did it a lot longer too on his stats than just that 5. But that 5 was the elite stretch. I remember talking to you, Mike, when Aiden went down, and you were like, "The season's over," and then we pulled out. A season. Sure, we lost in the playoffs, but the season didn't end. I think people are underestimating the season Goff had last year. Like you asked me, how many quarterbacks would have made the Lions better last year? And I don't actually think it's all that many.
Okay.
There's only a couple.
You want to go down the list for fun? Let's just have some fun. There's no rush. All right, so I'm going to start at the top. And just and Rico, no arguments. Okay. I want Mike to just give his opinion. Mahomes.
Yes.
Allen.
Better. Yes.
Lamar.
Him, no, because he doesn't make the accurate throws the Lions received on.
We just became best friends. I hate Lamar. This is great. So, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, I'm...
Uh-oh.
The only thing... Okay, here's my thing about
No Joe arguments, Burrow. Mike.
I know.
He's had two great seasons in there, but I just haven't seen enough of him. I'd say yes.
Okay.
But not by much.
He Jalen Hurts.
To Burrow last year. Just last year. Because he didn't miss. Like, we talk about big playability. You keep mentioning that.
Yeah.
But what we're not talking about is hitting the throw on 2nd and 6, so you're never in 3rd and 8 where you need a big playability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Goff last year kept that offense going.
So here's the question, though, Mike, and this is kind of where we need to get to. What do you do in a post-Ben Johnson world?
That's, you know what, that's where I'm struggling on this list. If you're asking me last year, I actually have him in the top 5 last year.
And see, Mike, this I would, year, oh, go ahead.
This year, it's kind of wait and see. It's kind of some of the ones that you said before, like, Daniels in Washington, is he going to have a repeat or is he going to have a sophomore slump? Herbert in San Diego, you know, Goff for me is right now with those kind of players. Are we going to see him do last year's top 5 one or is he going to drop down now that he lost his OC?
Mike, I'll say this. You talk about the big playability and Goff didn't need to do it because of the whole 2nd and 6, but I need to know what happens when you take away the security blanket and everything is now going sideways. That's where some quarterbacks make their living. That's not his forte. That, to me, is big playability.
I think if he can thrive without Ben Johnson, another coordinator change, they don't miss a beat, he's absolutely on the top 8. I would agree. But I think he's in the questionable category, and that's where it's fun. That's the discussion of it. And again, whether he's 8, 11, 10, not good is good. But it's fun because these top 10 lists, it becomes very difficult to just be like, no, I think cases are made both ways. We'll get more of the phone calls next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Okay, straight to the people. We're trying to round out the top 10 of the quarterbacks. You got four players for two spots. Goff, Baker, Love, Stroud. Some yes, some no. David, the voting's still rolling on. In or out, Goff?
Mostly people are saying in.
Okay.
If you put Goff on the Eagles, do they win the Super Bowl? I believe they would.
And guess what? I'm going to say no, they don't.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, they don't as well, because once again, they took away the Eagles' best asset.
And Jalen Hurts' legs, even though he was limited at times with an injury, are a huge part of that offense. And the tush push stuff. And Jalen Hurts makes some huge throws off platform. Look, I don't think it's that easy. Now, I'm fine. If you want to put Goff there, you can. I've already said I'd put Baker over him. And I'm gonna not to be provocative. I'm serious when I say it. I put Stroud over him. I think Stroud's gonna bounce back with a vengeance. That doesn't mean Goff's bad. It just means he's at 11.
Yeah, I can't see putting Goff on the Eagles team and they win the Super Bowl. No, because you had the offense. You had all the weapons. You had not one but two running backs, a bunch of receivers, a tight end, best offensive line compared to the Eagles, and you didn't get there.
How dare you? All right, let's go to the people. We'll go to Lou, 97.1. Lou, what's the good word, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good. Need some perspective here. How many quarterbacks have won 15 regular season games? There's a total of 7. And on that list is Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Cam Newton, Joe Montana. Okay? He also took a team to the Super Bowl and then took another team to the NFC Championship game and should have won the Super Bowl. In that San Francisco game, you say put Baker Mayfield or whoever else in there. Baker Mayfield didn't drop 2 fourth-down passes. Baker Mayfield didn't fumble the ball inside the 10 and he didn't let a ball bounce off the face mask of a defensive back. It should have been an interception that turned into basically a touchdown.
Well, there was no defensive holding on the play regardless.
But Lou, I will say this. He didn't drop the passes, but I do think that Baker Mayfield would have just took off and ran and picked up the first down.
Look, here's the separator, Lou. It's fine. I mean, look, we can go point counterpoint.
Debate. Yeah.
But I don't care about the regular season win mark, right? Like the 15 wins is not a part of the criteria.
You guys just talked about Tom Brady's 2007 season.
Yeah.
The 16 wins. We had 15 wins.
Okay.
You know, that's it never happens. I mean, he's in the last two seasons, Goff's 270 passing yards per game is the best among all quarterbacks. He's the best play-action passing quarterback in 2024. He had 600 more passing yards than the next highest quarterback. His quarterback completion rating last year was 72%. It was 75% on play-action passes.
Correct, and we're talking about this year because Ben Johnson's not here, and your O-line got worse. So we're arguing two different things. Lou, hold on. It's important. Just calm down. Lou,
okay.
You're arguing the past. I'm not. I'm not disputing any of your numbers. In the here and now, we've established Ben Johnson's gone, O-line downgrade. I have concerns about him. So you don't. That's fine.
You want a comparison?
Go ahead.
The Philadelphia Eagles two seasons ago lost both offensive and defensive coordinator, and their all-pro center, Kelsey, retired. What's the same thing that happened with Lions this year?
Both
coordinators and our center retired, right?
Right.
Same scenario.
Except, Lou, they already had a center that was they were grooming, so he just
Cam
walked
Jurgens.
In there and took and just kept it going.
Look, Lou, it's fine if you have him in the top 10. I'm not haranguing you about it. I have him at 11. You want to put him at 8? You want to put him at 7? Where do you want to put him?
I mean, obviously, you've got guys like... See, the other thing, too, is if you look over... We're at 60 years of Super Bowls, right? Out of those 60 Super Bowls, how many running quarterbacks have won? You got guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Terry Bradshaw, Drew Brees, Joe Montana. Those are like five of the greatest quarterbacks in our lifetime.
Right.
And they're all pocket passers.
But here's the problem. You're citing eras that are irrelevant to today's football. And I would say Mahomes is a mover and Hurts is a mover. Now, you're right. But if we go to Montana, I mean, Lou, the average offensive tackle in Montana's prime weighed 240 pounds. It's not even the same sport. So I don't want to...
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning
right.
and Drew Brees are all in this era.
Right, except you've just named the top two quarterbacks in the history of the sport. We can't do that with Goff. The separator for Brady and for Manning is they're 1 and 2 in history.
And there's only three quarterbacks that have taken two different teams to a championship game. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Jared Goff.
Okay.
Two different teams. Okay.
Yeah, and because quarterbacks like don't really move around once you've made a championship game. You normally play your whole career there. They threw Jared Goff in the garbage.
And I also think people are forgetting that the Detroit Lions have never been to a Super Bowl. We've always been in the basement outside of the Barry Sanders era. And yet we got a coach like Dan Campbell and a quarterback like Goff that's gotten us almost there in that NFC Championship game and will probably be getting there in the next few years to we've tried Mariucci, and we've drafted first-round picks left and right quarterbacks.
Right, Lou,
these
that's
guys are actually that, doing.
Lou, that's irrelevant. Can't cloud your judgment here, though. That can't be included.
And also, right, and can Lou, I just say this before you and Lou talk? Look, Lou, again, I want to say it again. I defend Goff left, right, and center. That doesn't mean I have to have him at 6 or 8. I got him right outside the top 10. But, again, you're living in the past with some stuff that's just not relevant to what we're doing here.
And I would say this. Your own coach and Dan Campbell said, hey, guys, we may never get back here. I'm paraphrasing, but Dan Campbell knew, hey, we were on the cusp of going to the Super Bowl. We may not get back here. It's not a given. So just to say, hey, you went 15-2 and you had nothing to show for it last year.
One note, too, not busting balls. I just, Lou, when you cited the Eagles losing both their coordinators, they didn't win the NFC East. They lost in the wild card round. I'm not sure I would want that as my evidentiary point for what the Lions are about to do. No smarm. I'm just saying. Keeping it on the level. And look, I'm not arguing Lou's points because this is not an establishment. Lou is approaching it as if this is Goff good or bad. No, that horse left the stall years ago. He's good. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about some of these other guys, no offense to Lou, I don't want to hear about Tom Brady wasn't mobile. Great. So that's like saying Michael Jordan didn't hit a lot of threes. He's the greatest player in the history of the game, but he also played in an era where there weren't a lot of threes. The mobile quarterback has become something new. I'm not obsessed about mobile quarterback guy, but when we're doing the elite of the elite and we're using criteria, which Lou has different criteria, I do think the mobility plays into it. Yeah. It's where the game is gone.
Because I want somebody that on a 3rd and 8 or a 4th and 8, you know what? Running for it is an option every time.
I'll say this. If Goff reproduces last season with a new offensive coordinator and no line that probably just took a step backward, there is absolutely no debate next year. Not only is he top 10, he'll be in the top 8.
Yeah.
But he's got to do it. I think there's a couple red flags there. And I'm with Rico on this. If you guys aren't, that's okay. This 15-win thing is the dumbest thing in history. It netted nothing. If it's so important to you, put up a banner.
Yeah. Because your entire conference won 0. I mean, the entire division won 0 playoff games. And combined for, what, 44 victories?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. For as much as we thought this division was good, how did it fare in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Your divisional quarterbacks are guy in wheelchair, Jordan Love, ginger idiot, Sam Darnold, and rookie, Caleb Williams. And then you factor in what the schedule really looked like. You played one high-end quarterback after the opening month of the season. That guy dump-trucked this team. Now, you're right with the defensive injuries. The point I'm making is, offensively, look at the teams you were playing. It ended up the Lions had a pretty good run on it. That Niner game that was supposed to be a showdown didn't matter. Niner season was over. Mm-hmm. You got the Vikings at the end of the year. You played Sam Darnold for a chips down game.
And you showed the Vikings, you know, they are who we thought they were. They weren't that good.
I think there's something to prove here, and it has nothing to do with 15 wins. Yeah. It has to do with transition, and can you continue just carrying the torch, and can they have the success they haven't had? If Goff does that, there is absolutely no argument.
Right.
But that's the fun of this. Lou didn't seem like he was having fun.
No.
All right.
Lou, well, I don't know if you saw, Lou had him as a top 5.
And that's, hey, that is fine.
Which
I'm not going to yell.
You tell a lot of guys, you know, take a step back. I don't see it that way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.